Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I invite you to mute yourselves as we sing together the opening hymn, Hail Thee Festival Day. It's number 225 in the hymnal or in your insert. Continues in your morning prayer booklet or the Book of Common Prayer on page 80. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Let us say together, Christ our Passover. Alleluia. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the peace, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Alleluia. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Hallelujah.
We will say responsively Psalm 104, found on the insert or the prayer book, page 736. O Lord, how manifold are your works!
In your wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is great and wide sea, with living things too many to number.
Creatures both small and great.
There move the ships, and there is that Lithuanian.
Which you have made for the support of it.
All of them look to you.
To give them their food in due season.
You give it to them. They gather it.
You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
You hide your face, and they are terrified.
You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created.
And so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever.
May the Lord rejoice in all of his works.
He looks at the earth and it trembles.
He touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please him.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The first reading is the reading from the Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine."
Yes.
Standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll say together Canticle 21, You Are God. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim the Lord. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, golden powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white robed army praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church proclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, help your people, help your people. Bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints.
Your saints, glory, glory everlasting.
The second lesson is from the first book of Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit does. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn, Come Holy Spirit. And in the hymnal, it's number 510.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the council where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. And the disciples showed rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Forgive the sins of any that are forgiven them. Retain the sins of any that are retained." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, my sister and I were walking. We'd go to a friend's house to catch the bus for school. And we passed it was a pasture that had an electric fence. And our mom had said, "Don't ever touch that, you know, it's electrified." But my sister grabbed a hold of it because she was more curious and somehow braver than I. And she said, "It's funny, it just tingles, go ahead." And I'm like, "Oh, you gotta be crazy." I didn't say that, but I said no, and she said, "No, really, it tickles." I grabbed a hold of it. It didn't tickle. It hurt like crazy. I had a blister across my palm, and I thought, if that's what power is, I don't want it. And then again in seminary, you may not know that I'm a really shy introvert who's a scaredy cat, and we were offered the opportunity to take a class in chanting. In some traditions, Anglo-Catholic, you chant the gospel, you chant the collects, basically you sing them and you sing the Eucharistic prayer. And so I took this class, and when I would start, I would turn bright red, my voice would shake, my hands would shake, but after a minute or two, I'd kind of settle into it. And one day the professor stopped me in front of the whole class and said, "What is wrong with you? That you're turning bright red and breaking out in a sweat and your voice shakes." And I said, "Well, I just get really nervous before I do that." And he's like, "Well, do you want people to hear the gospel, or do you want them to worry about if you're going to have a stroke?" And I said, "Well, basically." And so we had an actor in the class, and he stopped and he said, "Wait just a minute. What is it you feel when you're about to proclaim the gospel?" And I said, "Well, I get bright red, my hands shake, I've got butterflies in my stomach." And he said, "That's the Holy Spirit. That's the energy you need. You're trying to push it down and it's trying to burst out." He said, "Use that." What a lesson for me. So the first time I had the opportunity to preach and then chant the Mass at Grace Cathedral in front of 1,500 people wearing a microphone, I didn't blush, I didn't sweat, my hands didn't shake. But right after the service, one of my colleagues came to me and said, "You got to get rid of that energy. Like, now you have way too much energy." I thought, how in the world do you do that? Once you have that gift, how do you then let it disperse? So it reminds me of last summer. Like I said, I'm a fraidy cat, but I went on a zip line. And I was shaking so severely that I really literally didn't know if my legs would hold me up. And I talked to the 19-year-old who was checking our safety equipment. And she said, "The next time you jump off the, you know, platform 250 feet above the tree line of the tallest trees on the earth, shout. Release that energy and then you will enjoy it." That same message, release that energy. And then you can enjoy. And my guess is each of you have felt that energy at times in your life. Each of you have felt that fire in your belly. Each of you have felt that urge to just move and to give and to do. Each of you have identified your gifts. And when your gifts are in use, you are on fire. And that's what today is about. Today is Pentecost. And it means 50 days since the day of Easter. In the Jewish tradition, they also celebrate Pentecost. They celebrated it yesterday. It's the 50 days after the Feast of the Passover. The Feast of the Passover, of course, is when the Jewish people put the blood over their doorposts to so the Spirit of the Lord would pass over them and save them. And then they were released from Egypt. They were slaves no more. And then 50 days later, it's the Festival of Weeks, and that's the celebration of when they received the Torah, the first five books of the Bible from Moses. They received the word and the law. Today, we receive the Spirit. And so the story goes that the disciples standing together in Jerusalem, and all of a sudden there was this loud rushing wind, this swirling, they're all looking up and these flames of fire descend on them and one on each of their heads. And they start prophesying. They start speaking, but in different tongues, tongues they didn't know. And this whole gathered crowd, because every Jewish person was there for the Feast of Weeks, for Pentecost, they heard this, but they heard it in their own tongue. They heard the disciples speaking in these languages of every known language and tongue and nationality. And they said, "What is this?" They were amazed and confused. It was just so powerful. And then there were the others standing back and saying, I think they're drunk. But for the last 2 weeks, I've been preaching about the Holy Spirit because Jesus let us know ahead of time to expect the Holy Spirit. And so 2 weeks ago, Jesus was saying, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, send you the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the comforter, the guide." And Jesus said that to them after the Last Supper, but before the crucifixion. "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray that the Father send you the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the comforter, the guide." And then last week, we have the disciples standing in Jerusalem again, and they're saying to Jesus, "Is now the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? Is it now?" And Jesus answers them, rebukes them, and he said, "That's not for you to know. But God will give you the Holy Spirit so that you may witness to all of Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria." You see, the disciples wanted more than anything to just go back to normal. To just, you know, figure out who's in charge. And instead, as Jesus said, "It's not for you to know the day or the time, but the Father will give you the Holy Spirit, the power. He ascends into heaven." And today's gospel from John, it's the first day of the week, which means the day of resurrection. And Jesus appears to the disciples in the locked room, who were closed in for fear of the authorities. And the first thing Jesus says is, "Peace be with you." And he shows them his hands and he shows them his side. And then again, he says, "Peace be with you." And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. And he says to them, "Any sins that you forgive will be forgiven. And any sins which you hold on to will be held on to through eternity." You see, Jesus had told them before his crucifixion, on the first day of resurrection, on the day of ascension, that they would receive this gift of the Holy Spirit. And part of that gift is that they have to learn to forgive the sins of all, as Jesus had forgiven them. And we pray that every Sunday, or maybe every day, hopefully, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." And what God is saying to us is, forgive as you have been forgiven. And if you can't, then you are not forgiven. and not just to our friends and family, but you need to forgive all peoples of all the earth. Every family, language, nations, peoples, free and slaves, black and white, male and female, all need to be forgiven. And as the disciples were pondering all of this, as that great rush of wind and the flames of fire, and Peter gets it. And he says, they are not drunk, it's only 9 a.m. That's not what it's about. He said, it's like the prophet Joel. It's what Joel told us. He said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And your young men will have visions. And the old men will dream dreams. And the slaves, male and female, will see visions. And they will prophesy. And I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And all who call on my name will be saved. Peter got it. They had finally received the Holy Spirit. And as much as they longed for normal, or who's in charge, or where do we go from here, or I want Jesus to walk by my side, he now understood that Jesus had initiated the new creation. Jesus had initiated the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And now it was their responsibility, with the power of the Holy Spirit, to continue that creation. You see, each of us received the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our baptism. And in the first letter to the Corinthians, we hear about the variety of gifts of the Spirit that we have been given. Some of us this, some of us that, but we have all received the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we're not meant to just say thank you. We're actually meant to let them burn in our gut, until we too are forced to act, to bring forth the kingdom of God here on earth. And so as once again we celebrate the birth of Christianity, the birth of the new creation in Pentecost, I wonder, what are your visions, your dreams, your hopes, your prophecies for this community? What are your dreams, your visions, your hopes for this nation? What are your visions, your dreams, your hopes for this world that you have been given the gift to use? Amen. I invite you into a moment of silence. I invite you to join with me as we reaffirm our baptismal covenant. It's either on your bulletin or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 304. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ,
his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ and all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will,
with God's help.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Amen. We'll say suffrages A, found on your insert or on prayer book page 94. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For all you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Feed in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
We'll do the colic of the day. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have the right judgment of all in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Son of God, who lives and reigns with you in the whole unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Colic for Sundays. O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship to you of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The colic for mission. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that your people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to mute yourselves as we sing together the anthem, Spirit of the Living God.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Help me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Praise God for whom all the blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures
of the people is Form 3, found on your insert,
right here,
or prayer book, page 387. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of this church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn, Gary, our priest, and all deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give grace, give grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in the heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. Pray for Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, Mike S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F, Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the country, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
For victims of violence, victims of hate, and for those who mourn.
Our country.
Bless Carl's 22nd birthday.
Thanksgiving for my daughter's wedding yesterday. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. I invite you to join me in the general thanksgiving found in your morning prayer booklet or on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all that you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your measure of love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, who means to grace and praise and for the glory. And we pray, let us use our awareness of your mercies, that with truly thankful hearts, we may show or show praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving I invite you to mute as we sing together our closing hymn, Come Gracious Spirit, found in the hymnal on page 512. God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Just a couple of brief announcements. You're invited to stay for coffee hour. You can either stay right here and go and get your coffee and snack and come back, or you can leave this meeting room and go into, just click the link for the men's or the women's coffee hour. And of course, it's not restricted to men and women. It's just, you know, I needed to give it a name. Let's see, Monday Bible study is on Wednesday morning Bible study, and you're all invited to Compline every night at 8 o'clock. So go in peace and look at all the red, my goodness. Happy Pentecost.
Pentecost.